Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. The arraignment of Rebecca Sue Smith is on hold. The defense has successfully motioned for a forensic psychological evaluation to determine criminal responsibility, a move the prosecution did not object to. This is a deliberate strategic delay by the defense, grounded in the defendant's recent history at a mental institution where her medication was altered shortly before the alleged offenses. While a not guilty plea was entered pro forma to satisfy court procedure, the case's trajectory is now dictated entirely by the forthcoming psychological report, rendering all other legal proceedings, including bond and pretrial scheduling, secondary to the central question of the defendant's mental state at the time of the incident. In other Huron County news, the case pivoted from arraignment to resolution through a structured no-contest plea. Annette Marie Thayer pleaded to felony false pretenses, $1,000 to $20,000, under a negotiated one-year delayed sentence with restriction or with restitution in other terms as condition. If successfully completed, the conviction will be entered as false pretenses, $200 to $1,000, reduced severity. The court verified voluntariness, acknowledged a non-contact order, accepted a police report as factual basis, and continuing a $5,000 10% bond. The leverage is clear. Prosecutors secure restitution and accountability. The defense secures a path to a lawyer conviction or lower conviction. The court ensures procedural integrity with explicit advisements and deadlines. The one risk variable is administrative precision around the sentencing date, May 4th, 2026, at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get some more local news, then our national news, international news, and obituaries.
Area Landscapers and Commercial Mowing Service Companies. Are you in need of repairs for your John Deere turf equipment? Don't wait until next spring when it's too late and you realize your mower isn't up to speed and wishing you had taken care of it sooner. Now is the perfect time to take your John Deere to Tri-County Equipment for an off-season inspection, service, and repairs. Get the work done between now and May 2026 with your John Deere financial account, and you may qualify for no interest and no payments until November 15th, 2026. That's right. Get the repairs done now and the bill later. Take advantage of this opportunity to get your turf equipment running smoothly and ready for next spring with your John Deere financial account. Keep your business running strong with Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the legal process has been formally initiated for Richard Johnny Allen, who faces two felony charges related to illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. The arraignment served its procedural function. The defendant, represented by counsel, acknowledged the charges and entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution confirmed there is no plea offer on the table at this stage, signaling a standard adversarial start to the case. A 30-day adjournment was granted to allow for pretrial preparation, with the next court date now locked in. And in our national news, U.S. versus Mexico clash in World Baseball Classic. Team USA is scheduled to face Mexico tonight in Daikin Park in Houston for a high-stakes Pool B matchup. Both teams enter the game undefeated, having secured early victories against Great Britain and Brazil. The game features star-studded rosters with Paul Skeens expected to start for the U.S. and Randy Orozarena leading the Mexican lineup. The winner will likely secure a top seed for the quarterfinals in Miami. In other national news, satellite imaging reveals structural risks in U.S. bridges. A new study using radar satellite imaging has identified millimeter-scale movements in several U.S. bridges, signaling potential structural weaknesses. This technology allows for the detection of issues long before they are visible to human inspectors. Engineers hope to integrate this data into national infrastructure maintenance schedules. The goal is to prioritize repairs on aging structures to prevent catastrophic failures. And in our international news, heavy floods in Kenya claim 42 lives. At least 42 people have been killed in Kenya following days of torrential rain and flash floods. The capital, Nairobi, was hit particularly hard with floodwaters submerging homes and sweeping away vehicles. Government officials have declared a state of emergency in the most affected regions. Rescue operations are ongoing to locate individuals reported missing after several rivers overflowed their banks. In other international news, India wins T20 World Cup for third time. The Indian national cricket team made history by defeating New Zealand by 96 runs to claim their third T20 World Cup title. The victory sparked massive celebrations across the country. Indian bowlers were praised for a dominant performance that restricted New Zealand's batting lineup early in the match. The win cements India's position as a powerhouse in the T20 format of the sport. We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.